40. A teacher was visited by the mother of a former student. She told him that her son had died of an illness and thanked the teacher for the kindness he had shown him during his lifetime. As she spoke, the mother's expression was calm, and she maintained a gentle smile. This is part of Ryunosuke Akutagawa's short story, Hankachi, The Handkerchief. The fan that the teacher was holding fell to the floor. As he reached to pick it up, he saw the woman's knees under the table. The handkerchief she was clutching on her lap was shaking violently. In fact, she had been crying with her entire body the whole time. Yesterday, the temperature reached 30 degrees Celsius in Tokyo for the first time this year. We carry handkerchiefs with us year-round, but every time we enter the season where people carry them in their hands rather than in their pockets, I think back on this passage. A handkerchief used to wipe away sweat is a happy one. Violent incidents have continued to occur throughout the country. In Okinawa Prefecture, an innocent 20-year-old office worker was murdered, and her body was abandoned by an American man who worked at a U.S. military base. In Tokyo, a 20-year-old college student who was also an idol singer was stabbed by a man who professed to be one of her fans and is in serious condition. There may be no time for handkerchiefs to dry when they are used to wipe away tears of these victims' family members. There is one poem written by Yuriko Kubota that goes, "I spread over my hand a pale blue handkerchief. It may be enough to wrap up my life." Nothing is so sad as a handkerchief used to wrap up the life of one's child.